there's a woman in a park. A woman that's, if you looked at her, you might not think anything about her. You definitely wouldn't think that she's a pedophile. She was looking out for a little boy, a particular little boy, to satisfy her pedophilic desires. And she spotted little Mark. Cute, adorable little 5-year-old Mark. Blonde hair, pretty much picturesque vision of a little boy. It's adorable. And that's what caught her eye. How precious he looked. How innocent. And in her mind, sexy. And she's sitting on a bench in the park, smoking a cigarette, wearing all dark leather clothing, long leather gloves, high heels, kind of dangly earrings hanging off her ears, red lipstick. Again, a woman you wouldn't look at and think, she's a pedo. You would think, oh, I don't know, maybe she gets a little kinky with men. Maybe she's a dominatrix in her spare time. You wouldn't think that she's looking for a little boy to fulfill her pedophilic desires. And little Mark, he had no idea. He's so young and dumb. He was outside playing. And she decides to make her move. She's been staring at little Mark long enough where she's ready to take her prey, snatch him up. She's selected her perfect little boy prey. And of course, little boys are so easy to snatch up from a woman. So she walks over, her heels clicking. Little Mark mesmerized by this beautiful woman in such interesting clothing. Her red lipsticks, the way her long cigarette dangles between her fingers, the way she sucks in the smoke and pushes it out. What's your name, little boy? Oh, hello, Mark. My name's Beatrix. So, I know you don't know me, little Mark, and that's okay. I actually know your parents, your mom and dad. Yeah, we've been friends for a while, and they told me that they had just a little emergency, nothing to alarm you about, but they called upon me to bring you home, okay? You want to go home to mom and dad? Yes. Oh, they told me that you were such a good little boy, I can tell. All those manners you have. Here, take my hand. Let's walk to my car. And you take, little Mark takes that leather gloved hand in his hand, trailing behind this Beatrix woman. Gets inside of the car, no one suspecting a thing. And like a dumb little kid, Mark gets in a pedophile's car. She drives away down into a parking garage. on the lowest level. And even then, I would imagine little Mark still has no fucking clue what's going on. No clue that this woman is driving him to one of the most traumatic experiences he'll ever have. Down on the lowest level of this parking garage where no one can hear a scream. No one's there to save him. The car parks. Beatrix gets in the back of the car where Mark is sitting. Hi, Mark. I'm sure you're curious what we're doing. I figured we'd just take a little break from the driving. Take a little tiny break, and you see her legs cross and her skirt leaning towards you, her leather gloves tracing along your top of your thighs, and she leans in with her red lipstick and starts to kiss you, a 5-year-old. A woman's tongue pushing into Mark's 5-year-old mouth. And little Mark has nothing to do but just take it. He's probably a little enamored by her beauty still, thinking that this might be a little fun, a little weird. I don't know what she's doing. And you taste the cigarettes in her mouth, the taste of smoke and nicotine. And you feel a hand just rubbing against the inside of your 5-year-old thighs, rubbing, getting closer and closer to your private spot. A place where no one's touched 5-year-old Mark. And then she starts fondling you from the outside of your little shorts, rubbing along your stiffening kitty cock, rubbing your tiny little boy ball, moving her gloved hand up your shirt, and you feel the texture of the leather gliding along your tummy and your chest. It's exciting, weird, odd. It feels good. I bet it feels good to be molested by a woman of 5 years old. A child molester enjoying her little boy. And it's kind of interesting because even though it seems like a private place, it's still in public. Anyone could pull up and see an older woman in the back of a car with a little boy with tears going down his face. What would people think? And then, all of a sudden, you look out. Something gets your attention, and another woman, an older woman, also wearing all leather, is peeking through the window. The phone pushed up against the window. And you worry, or you think, that maybe she's here to save you. You think, maybe. Until you hear me say, come on in. Why don't you join us? And she gets in the car on the other side of you. You've got two older women kissing. Molesting your 5-year-old body. Two pedophile women taking advantage of the poor little boy in the back of the car. You were just playing outside. You weren't chosen. You weren't targeted. It was just something that happened, probably because you look so fucking cute with your little blonde hair and your tiny little body. Perfect little boy. And then you feel your clothes coming off. You feel humiliated, exposed and bare in front of two women. Your body confused because it feels good, but you also kind of just want to run away. These women are overstimulating you. You don't want them to undress you. You don't want their cigarette stained mouths kissing your mouth. But you feel my mouth. You feel wetness on your little pee-pee. And realize that Beatrix has got her mouth around your little kitty cock. All of you, all few inches of that little child cock inside of my mouth, sucking on it. So obscene that a grown woman would suck on such a little cock, while the other older woman that looks old enough to be your grandmother is kissing your little nipples, putting her tongue in your ear, tasting your five-year-old flesh, molesting you. And through the tears pulling up in your eyes, you see even more people are watching. Men, women, all crowded around, watching you get molested, fondled. And some of them are even filming it on their phones. Little do you know that it's for the sake of child porn. Real child molesting, being filmed. And you're the star. You can't do anything about it but just sit there and cry. No one's there to save you. They're all there to get off by you. And then something scary happens, even more scary than these two pedophile women sucking and licking and touching and kissing you. The car doors open. They open wide. And a sea of hands come inside the back of the car. Even men. Men touching you, molesting you, groping you. And then all of a sudden, you're being pinned down in the back of the seat. The woman, well, Beatrix, she's your pillow in a way, your head in her lap. And I stroke your sweet hair, kiss your tears, lick them up with a cigarette in my mouth still in my hand, telling you it's okay, Mark. It'll all be over soon, dear boy. Beatrix is here. I'll be here the whole time. And even though I'm trying to console you, you're being pinned down. You look up, and there's a man on top of you, holding your little arms down, rubbing his cock against your little kitty cock. The weight of his adult cock rubbing against yours. The sight, the first time you see an adult cock, shocks you, scares you. And then all of a sudden, you feel his fingers go down your little throat for some reason. Another woman's hands in the back of the car filming the whole thing. And you feel your legs being spread open. Spread wide open. All kinds of hands helping your legs stay spread. And you can't squirm away. You can't escape. You're trying, but you're pinned down. As that Beatrix lady laughs, smokes her cigarette, gives you little words of encouragement, like, be a good little faggot, Mark. Just take it. And then you feel it. You feel the first penetration. You feel something pushing and tearing into you between your legs. And you're humiliated when you realize what it is. You realize it's your little asshole. Surely they can't be pushing that thing inside of my asshole. That's, no. You're humiliated, even at 5 years old, being used in such a vile and obscene way. But you feel it. You feel that cock entering more and more. The pain rushing deeper and deeper the more that pedo cock pushes in. And then you feel another cock kind of hit the side of your face. And you try to get away from it, but Beatrix takes your head and holds it to the side. Like yelling at you to open your fucking mouth. Give him your little faggot 5-year-old mouth, Mark. Open it up. And you do. You feel her leather gloves help open your mouth. You still feel the sting and the pain of being sodomized by a man. And then you taste your first cock. And your little 5-year-old tongue, you're disgusted, you're humiliated. You don't like boys. You don't want to be a little faggot, do you? That you're being forced to, raped hard by these men, raping your little mouth, raping your little ass. A woman fondling and molesting your kitty cock as you're getting raped. Just to throw in some extra confusions into your brain. Why does it feel good when she touches me right there? But I hate that cock inside of me. And then you realize the men just keep replacing each other more and more men. More and more words of encouragement from Beatrix. Good little faggots, taking pedo faggot dick so well. Look at you, our little kitty porn star. Yes. And then you also hear me say, do you like taking pedo faggot dick, Mark? Do you like pedophiles raping you? Do you like kitty porn, Mark? Do you love being a kitty porn star? Look at the camera, Mark. Look at it. Yes. You're turning so many women on. Turning so many men on, too. And you're turning me on. You want to turn me on, don't you, little Mark? Oh, you don't want to turn pedophiles on? Look at all these. It's a gang of pedophiles that want to rape you. Are you sure you don't like being raped, Mark? Well, maybe I should make this a little bit more enjoyable then. One second. I need a cigarette for this one. You guys keep raping our little mark here and get ready to turn it up a notch or two, because we're going to make this a little bit more fun. Can I borrow your belt? Yeah, you, mister. Can I borrow that belt? There we go. All right, little Mark. Just stay there. It's not like you can run away, darling. I'm going to put this belt around your neck. Just like that. Look, it's like you're a little puppy with a leash. You see that? Not too tight. Not too tight. You can still breathe. Stop getting all crazy. You can still breathe, you little fuck. I'm not choking you yet. Yes, there we go. Look. Look, he wants to rape you harder. That pedo's raping you harder just seeing this belt gripping your neck, because it makes you look sexy. We like 5-year-old kids getting raped. And we really like when you panic a little bit. So I'm going to pull this a little bit more tightly. There we go. More tight. Yes. Look at that. Look at his face getting all red while he's being anally raped by puddos. Yes. I bet that little asshole's gripping around that pedo cock tight. There you go. Take it. Take it. And you feel that belt tightening more around your neck as you're being gang raped and molested even harder and more roughly. You feel the sound of pedo balls slapping against your ass. You feel that belt tightening more and more, constricting your airways. And you look up and you see me smiling down at you. The more and more, the closer you get to being snuffed out. Hey, sweetie, once I snuff you out, we're not going to stop raping you. When you our freshly dead, pretty little boy, that's when we get really rough with you. And we're going to throw you away with trash. Like trash, you're just going to get tossed aside, covered in cum. Okay, baby? Yes, it's getting tighter, isn't it? Oh, we're almost there. We're almost there. Yes. Oh. Yes, the last thing you're going to feel is pedophile cock raping your faggot ass. The last thing you're going to see is me and my face, the woman that decided to kidnap you and bring you here. The last thing you're going to see also are so many phones filming kitty rape snuff porn you. And the last thing you're going to feel are these loads filling up your little 5-year-old ass while we snuff you to death, dear boy. You're going to be the prettiest little dead boy to necro rape. Okay, well, good night, Mark. Yes. You look so sexy. Yes, all purple, getting raped violently. And we're not going to be done with you. Good night, sweetheart. Oh, look at you. Yes, the last thing you feel is pedo cock raping you. Look at my face. Look at me in the eyes as I snuff you to death. Look at me. Good boy. My gloved hand stroking the side of your face as you die. Die for pedophiles. Dying for kitty snuff porn. Good, good boy. You're going to make us so much money, little Mark. Very good boy. Mm-hmm.